Good day, I'm John Sleggers. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley announced that two Northwest Iowa railroad crossings will receive funds for needed improvements. The city of Merrill will receive $540,000 to evaluate a highway rail grade crossing safety and potential highway rail grade separation. This project will identify ways to boost safety and traffic flow, as well as mitigate a physical barrier posed by the rail corridor. The intersection of U.S. Highway 75 and a rail line at Merrill is one of the few places in Iowa where a U.S. highway and a rail line intersect. Clay County will receive $3.2 million to remove an unsafe Canadian Pacific Kansas City at-grade rail crossing and construct a high-level grade separation. These awards are administered through the Department of Transportation's Rail Crossing Elimination Program. It's part of the Infrastructure and Jobs Act, which Grassley supported. Travel Iowa announced tourism grants of up to $10,000 each for four Northwest Iowa communities. The Sioux City Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau has already announced that they've received $10,000 for their Wheel the World Explore Siouxland initiative. This will enhance tourism opportunities and accessibility in the Siouxland region. The City of Sioux Center was granted $9,300 to develop a Visit Sioux Center website. The O'Brien County Economic Development Corporation will receive $3,400 to explore agritourism in the county. The Spencer Chamber of Commerce Foundation will receive $9,600 to fund Capture Clay County, a visual media and promotional initiative. The latest water summary update from the USDA shows drought conditions improved in Iowa last year. Above average rainfall in 2024 relieved much of Iowa of 3 years of drought. A statewide average of 37.87 inches of precipitation fell. That's 1.32 inches above normal. December marked the eighth straight month of above average rainfall for the year. There are still dry areas in the state. Southwest Sioux County and the western half of Plymouth County are in D2 or severe drought, the driest areas of the state. Most of southern Iowa has no dry conditions. There's a wide disparity in gasoline prices across Iowa right now, and depending on where you fill your tank, it may cost 50 cents more per gallon. Even the experts are flummoxed by what's happening. Brian Ortner, spokesman for AAA Iowa, says they closely monitor gas prices daily, and he sees no explanation for the sudden jump to over $3 a gallon in parts of the state. Gas prices in northeast Iowa are significantly higher than in southwest Iowa, and Ortner says it's baffling. He says nothing stands out to explain the significant increase in prices, as crude oil prices are steady and wintertime means reduced demand and lower costs. The average price for a gallon of gas in Allamaquis County in far northeast Iowa is $3.11, while in southwest Iowa's Fremont County, the price is only $2.66. Iowans who bundle up to brave the evening chill will be able to see a relatively rare event in the January night sky, what some are calling the Parade of Planets. Allison Janes, a physics and astronomy professor at the University of Iowa, says Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are all shifting into near alignment, and two more planets, Uranus and Neptune, will join the celestial conga line later this month.
What we can see in the sky changes all the time, and there are often up to four planets visible at once. The big deal about this thing coming up in the 21st through 25th or thereabouts is that we're technically going to be able to see six planets at the same time, although two of them are too faint really to be seen with just your eye, so people will need to use something like binoculars.
Jane says it is true the six planets will be appearing in the same region of the sky, but they will not be in a tight, straight line.
Some people have been spreading misinformation, it seems, about how those planets will be aligned. Like, there's pictures showing them sort of lined up one on top of each other, right? Like they're in a line from the Earth to the Sun, and that's not going to happen. But it makes for a nice graphic, so I think people have been sharing that on social media as a result.
Backyard astronomers can quickly orient themselves among the stars above with the help of a few key websites or free applications for their smartphones. It should be noted that this parade of planets will be best viewed the same week a new administration takes over the White House. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.